Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Devil's Edition. So, welcome to Wednesday. Fancy Brian, great to have you back in the seat of esteem. That is the nicest chair we own, and it's all yours, baby.
Feeling good, Crudy, feeling good.
And we got Evan right here in Madison with me at the Devil Radio World Headquarters. And we got a big show. We got Harvey K joining me later in this hour. He's going to co-devil with me. Brian, Dr. Harvey K. So always great to see him. And lots of topics we're going to cover today. But I want to start with this one. Finally, I have seen evidence of election fraud, and it came from within the White House.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Election fraud coming from within the White House. Here's what I'm talking about. I reference a Kathleen Parker column over at the Washington Post. You know, but the more abridged version that I found at the Raw story. Donald Trump's continued lies about the 2020 presidential election ran into a major roadblock as new evidence emerges of voter fraud. Numerous other states are likewise fighting large-scale election fraud and irregularities, Trump said in an inaccurate statement emailed to reporters yesterday. Now here is what Kathleen Parker wrote about the actual perpetrator of voter fraud. Why, it is the chief's chief. The guy that wrote the book, the chief of staff to the former president of the United States, Mark Meadows, in all probability, not yet convicted, but all the evidence points towards, committed voter fraud. He and his wife both.
Congratulations.
And they did so from sort of a rickety, run-down, white trash trailer.
Oh, really?
In rural North Carolina.
That's where they claimed
was their residence, even though they didn't live there. Here is how Kathleen Parker wrote about it at the Washington Post. Meadows, who went on to serve as Donald Trump's last White House chief of staff, might soon be begging for mercy again if formal investigation finds that he falsified his North Carolina residency just before the 2020 election. As first reported by Charles Bethia of The New Yorker, Meadows allegedly, either you registered or you didn't.
Yeah,
Meadows allegedly registered to vote in September of that year, listing his domicile as a mobile home in Scaly Mountain, North Carolina.
You know, I always figured he'd be a mobile home guy.
It seems, however, that he being Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to the former president, never bothered to live there. Sort of, what do they call those things? Sort of a crap hole.
Okay.
Not a very nice thing. Someone actually drove out there. Some reporter drove out to Scaly Mountain, North Carolina, and took a look at the supposed domicile of Meadows and Mrs. Meadows. Crap hole.
You know how you can tell that place is a crap hole?
No one lives there?
All the bags are made of carpet.
Even if Meadows did vote illegally, I think he did, it would not change the outcome locally or nationally. Well, only Donald Trump would make an implication of that grandiose sort. Again, from Parker at the Post. At long last, ladies and gentlemen, we may finally have evidence of voter fraud in America, and it comes from the Trump White House of all places. For the past 2 years, Meadows has echoed Trump's assertions that the 2020 election was fraudulent and has spoken richly about voter corruption caused by people just moving around. You mean like Mr. and Mrs. Mark Meadows?
Wow.
You know, they sold their house in North Carolina, so they didn't have a legal residence with which to vote in their, you know, home state. As he's moved on to D.C., right? He's the president's chief of staff.
I'm just throwing this out there. He might be a somebody who might benefit from, I don't know, let's say an absentee ballot.
Well, you've got to have a legal voting address.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Absentee vote. You would have to live there before you could be absent from there.
How does he have legal identification now at this point?
Not clear, Fancy Brian. Apparently he doesn't.
Because did he show
much.
His ID when he voted? I don't know. This is a lot of things, a lot of questions,
Oh, that makes a great point. So did he actually go and perpetrate in-person voter fraud, or did he do it by absentee ballot?
Either Excellent way, probably here. Fraud.
Here is, as Parker wrote, loss of confidence in our elections is no small thing. Both liberals and conservatives list election integrity in the top four or five issues of the greatest concern, according to Jason Steed, executive director of the nonpartisan Honest Elections Project. Well, I like the name at least. When politicians abuse the very system they purport to protect or otherwise benefit by claiming fraud where none exist, they deserve no leniency from the courts or the public, even if what Meadows is alleged to have done may seem minor in the scheme of things. Such actions pose a real threat to election integrity and therefore democracy. Now, those are Kathleen Parker's words at the Washington Post. But there you go. We finally got some evidence of voter fraud. Mark Meadows.
You know what?
And perhaps his wife as well.
I might even go as far as to say that this guy and people who support him might be even hypocritical. But then again, next thing you know, you're going to tell me that Snoop Dogg was smoking weed before the Super Bowl. So, I mean, what is this world coming to?
I know, man. Also in the news, back in the news, Russia.
Oh, I was worried.
You know, apparently Donald Trump hosted a chess tournament where, you know, a lot of Russians participated, specifically two grandmasters, and Putin's press secretary just happened to be there, sort of a spy pit. And there were indictments today. Oh, you're giggling. Like,
I'm just picturing him going, king me.
Well, you know, here's the point. Clearly, it wasn't about the chess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm laughing about it.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it is charging Alana Branson, a dual Russian and U.S. citizen, with acting and conspiring to act in the United States illegally as an agent of the Russian government, willfully failing to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, as well as conspiring to commit visa fraud and making false statements to the FBI. The indictment illuminates previous government reports on Donald Trump and the 2016 U.S. Chess Championship. Apparently, some of this covered in the Mueller report. Now, we've never seen a fully unredacted Mueller report, but I'm going to tell you what. James Santel has been invited back. He will answer the call on Friday of this week. Fancy Brad, I'm coming down by you in Waukesha. Me, Dom, James Santel. It's going to be
a big old Don't you threaten me.
Legal party, and we're going to ask questions about the Mueller report. Russia. Back to the reporting. Former FIDE, International Chess Federation. You knew that, though. President Kirsten, and then a big, long Russian name with lots of consonants, invited the Trump Organization to host the 2016 World Chess Championship at Trump Tower. At Trump Tower, no less. This was revealed by Donald Trump himself in the Mueller report, where chess is playing a minor role and FIDE President Arkady Dvorkovich is also mentioned. Chess.com reported, and I always go to that as a go-to source, Chess.com reported in 2019, the match was eventually held in Manhattan's South Street Seaport. It is known that at least one Russian government official attended, Vladimir Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. Apparently, investigator Robert Mueller suspected the match might have served as a vehicle for contents between the members of the Trump team and the Russian government officials. Sort of a back-channel rendezvous. How could they not suspect that Trump was there for the love of chess?
You know, sometimes it's your daughter's wedding. Sometimes it's a chess match. It's you know, either way, can I ask you for a favor, though?
More information about the 2016 championship between Magnus Carlsen and Sergey Karjakin was revealed in Branson's indictment, which said she also attempted to arrange meetings for Russian officials at the 2016 World Chess Championship on or about November 10, 2010, which is also on or about Election Day of 2016. My bad. Branson emailed an advisor to now former president of the United States expressing congratulations for their victory in the presidential election. Again, this is the lady that was charged with being a Russian spy today, expressing congratulations for their victory in the presidential election and attaching an invitation to the World Chess Championships addressed to then President-elect Trump. The criminal complaint alleges on or about November 11th, 2016, Branson was photographed at the World Chess Championship with CC6. That apparently is how they enumerate the individual in the indictment. And second individual who I recognize based on my review of publicly available photographs to be the current press secretary for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Mueller report noted Kirill Dmitriev, the closely connected to Putin CEO of Russian Sovereign Wealth Fund. Dmitriev undertook efforts to meet members of the incoming Trump administration in the months after the election. Dmitriev asked a close business associate, easy for me to say, who worked for the United Arab Emirates Royal Court, George Nader. You remember Nader? To introduce him to the Trump transition officials. And Nader eventually prearranged a meeting in the Seychelles between Dmitriev and Eric Prince, the Blackwater guy, a Trump campaign supporter and associate of Steve Bannon. I mean, it gets crazier from there.
I'm just picturing, what if Trump ever really wanted to learn chess? And what would happen if someone actually had to teach him? And that's why I keep laughing.
Now, imagining Fancy Brian, trying to learn. In true Trump-like fashion, Trump denied attending the chess championship. Well, of course he didn't go see the chess. Nobody suspected he was a chess fan. He was in it for the Russia. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We're going to have a good time. It's Hump Day.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia.
I hope. You know what that means, right?
Rebellions are built on hope.
Freedom!